This is FSW On Air, episode 4 for December 7th, 2005. I'm Derek.
I'm Will.
And I'm Ethan Williamson, a guest on the show.
And today we will not have our mailbag or news segment or elementary update segment, but we will have our discussions and interviews with Ethan on various topics from the school. So let's get started.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the main question is the basketball courts. Exactly when are they going in, and what exactly have we been working on?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about the project. For a while now, we've been trying to get a basketball court installed at the middle school campus and have been set back by various things, including wetlands delineations on site, including problems with permitting with the city and having basically being allowed by state, county, and city officials to begin it. Very recently, actually November 30th, we received all the permitting we needed to proceed with the first phase of construction on a parking lot, which will be will double as our temporary basketball court location while we demolish the current basketball court location and then place the final basketball court, location 3, nearby.
Exactly where is nearby?
Well, it will be between where the current driveway is and actually will overlap the current driveway a little bit and then head toward the woods to the left as you're driving in. And it will be not only a full basketball court, but also double as a tennis court, which is why it will need to be so large and fit where we have it located.
Well, that was the question that came from Blake I was telling you about. And he wants to know, how exactly would you draw the lines for the basketball and the tennis court?
That's a great question. This is done typically in other schools as well, to dual use a certain amount of asphalt so that you don't have to build two separate courts. So we will essentially have to create a color coding system for the lines so that you can tell which are the tennis lines and which are the basketball court lines.
And will there be like a net that you sort of roll up?
Yes. Essentially, there would be places, permanent locations for the poles that support the net sunk into the ground, and then poles would be then put in when you wanted to use it as a tennis court, and then removed when you want to use it as a basketball court. And as the two students know, but our listeners may not know, we just recently got two very heavy-duty mobile basketball goals for use right away.
Was that Julia, Will?
Yeah. I have to have dinner now.
Dinner time.
Hold on. One sec. Hey, Dad.
This is real world radio here.
I have to go to dinner.
Take care, Will.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Will.
So did that answer your question?
Yeah. So exactly, so we're going to have the tennis and basketball court, and so would the tennis court sort of wire into the network of tennis games for the tennis team?
Yes. Ideally, we would have our own facility to practice on and actually play on, too. That's been the goal all along. And we've had some frustrations along the way, but we are looking forward to that being completed. We still have to go through a special use permit major modification to use a kind of some technical jargon I've been learning way too much about of late in order to get that basketball court and larger tennis court located where we want it to be. And it needs to be there because it is so large. So there are some further hurdles to accomplish to achieve the final location in terms of that. So timing on that final location is more unknown at this point. we are starting to move ahead with actually planning for the grading on the temporary location right now. I'm in contact with some crane operators to move the garden pavilions. We're going to have them picked up. And somebody's already working on disassembling some portions of them so that they can be moved. And we will essentially have to cut them apart, pick them up by a crane, and put them in a new temporary location. And then they will be moved again to essentially a location where the center, the lights are in the center of our drive-through for pickup and drop-off when we have our new parking and pickup and drop-off plan worked out along the fence. A little hard to describe when you can't see the picture, but...
Now, there's been talk of the school expanding. Would there be, like, new buildings, and where would those be, and exactly how many students would that accommodate?
That's a tough question. We are looking at expanding the facility at the school in terms of a building. The details exactly how many students it will accommodate, we don't have entirely worked out. We don't have permitting for the building that we want to build yet. So I can't really answer that in detail, but essentially what we're looking at is a classroom building that would house 8 classrooms. And we hope that we can build a 2-story building, though that is still something that we have yet to be included in our special use permit. But we hope to have that included when we do the basketball, final location for the basketball court as well. So we'll have to save that for another radio show when I have more information about that. Especially timelines are hard to say on that. There's a lot of steps along the way. And really what we're focusing on at the moment is getting those pavilions moved, getting the grading done, and creating some new parking and basketball court location temporarily so we can demolish the old court and parking over there on that side of the campus.
Okay. Holly, she injured herself playing the school game Jugs a while back.
True.
And I understand that she's not legally allowed to come back on the campus by her physician. Could you give us maybe an update on that?
Sure, I can explain that a little bit. I'm learning about it some myself. Essentially, she was injured at work, so that falls under workers' comp. And the procedure by state law is that in order for her to return to work and be covered by workers' comp insurance, which all employees need to be, she needs to be released back to work by her physician. So essentially, she needs a note from her doctor that says that she can return to work and whatever restrictions she might have for the kind of work she could do at the school. Of course, we'd love to have her back as quickly as possible. She's ready to return if she could, though she still has a great deal of rehab to do on her knee. So, essentially she is seeking doctor's permission to return to the campus, and we are as well. So, it's a little hard to nail that down as well. We would like it to happen as soon as possible, obviously. She's a great teacher, and we really miss her.
Okay. So she just can't legally come onto the campuses.
Let me clarify that. It's not that it's illegal for her to come onto the campus. It's that the workers' comp insurance has not released her to come back to work yet. So, if she chooses to visit the grocery store or drop by the campus, the problem is that she's not covered under her workers' comp insurance under those circumstances, and she's not been officially released back to work by her doctor.
Is there any word yet of when she might come back? Or?
Unfortunately, that has been hard for us to get the doctor to commit on. We would like him to, and she would like him to, but he can't until he sees the progress he needs to see in her knee recovery. So, essentially, she's been hopeful all along that she could come back even a week and a half ago. and we had thought that that would be the case, but the doctor did not give her the release that she expected. So essentially we're waiting on his approval and her healing, because of course we don't want Holly to come back and then make her knee worse. We were really hoping for a full recovery for her knee. And though we miss her dearly, it's also very important that she have a full recovery and not injure her knee worse or not allow it to recover appropriately. So that's very important as well.
Well, I hope she feels better soon, and I think I speak for everyone when I hope she feels better. So.
Absolutely. And I think Sherry has done a fabulous job coming in and helping out and planning with Holly behind the scenes and doing the grading. And Holly's actually been doing a great deal of work at home, essentially, and in planning and grading throughout her time away and throughout her recovery for her knee surgery. So anyway, we really appreciate Sherry stepping in, and we'll have to give updates as we have them.
And I really appreciate her coming in and volunteering to take on the student body.
Yeah, she's done a great job, especially on such short notice.
Is there anything else you'd like to say, sort of, that you'd like people to know?
Well, the first thing I was going to say, actually, when we started and I forgot, is that I'm just really impressed with this whole idea of a podcast and your initiative, Derek, in starting it. I think it's a really neat idea. It has a lot of exciting possibilities for the future. And there are other, particularly Jennifer Brewer as well, is really impressed with this and would like to learn how to do it herself.
Yeah, and they're talking about me, like, teaching an elective of how to do podcasting or make this podcast or something like that. Do you know? Because I'm confused by it.
Well, essentially, there has been a model at our school that for students who show initiative with something like you have with this podcast, that we try to facilitate them taking that to the next level. And certainly one of the things we would like to offer, if we can work it out scheduling-wise and technology-wise, and you'll have to give us some advice about that, is that we might be able to offer a class maybe in the final quarter of the year, fourth quarter potentially, where we could offer a class for students to learn how to do this or be on the do the podcast during school hours, if that's something that you're interested in doing. It's sort of, in past years, to give you an example, Dylan Linehan in English wrote a screenplay, and the fourth quarter we had a class that was devoted to them actually producing their screenplay and making the movie that Dylan Linehan wrote. And turned out wonderfully, and you may have seen that. Do you remember that at all, Derek?
I don't think so.
No, I think it was before your time, I guess, then, a year before your time, that that got screened. It was. Do you remember Dylan Linehan?
No, I...
English?
When I came in, I came in the seventh grade.
That's right. Yep. That would have been what would have been your sixth grade year, and you were at a different school, at WAS, I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I couldn't do the news this week because I haven't recorded any, but I can tell you that we will have a test on Act 1 in Language Arts on Friday, a Spanish test next Monday, and tomorrow is the FSW sort of ice house thing.
Social, yeah. Social. That's right. We usually have a get-together. In the past, it's been a potluck or a performance, and this year, that's a good point. I'm glad you remembered to mention that. We're going to be having just a fun get-together, social kind of thing, for the whole school over at the ice house. We've rented out the whole place for 2 hours, and we're going to have chili, pizza, drinks, and skating. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going there tomorrow. I like going skating, and I think going there with the school is going to be a lot of fun. Exactly what time is that?
Good question. I'm trying to remember myself. I believe it's 6 o'clock. 6 to 8, I believe. Or could it be... Yeah, I believe it's 6 to 8.
Okay.
I'll be there.
If that's wrong, I can put an editor's note like at the beginning or the end or something.
Yes. Great.
On next Thursday, I think you said that we could go over to the elementary school to record a radio play on the Greensboro sit-in.
Yeah, I understand you're doing a joint project with the fifth grade, doing a radio show using the same podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool, and we would love to facilitate that. Again, I think it's really great that you're showing the initiative to do this, so we'll find a way to help that to happen.
Yeah, we need sort of a time to set aside during the day, maybe like during elective time, if that's possible, or maybe during lunch.
That's a good question. Actually, it may have to be morning because we have the language luncheon on Thursday.
That.
Yeah. So, and that's and the simple gifts then too. So that afternoon is pretty full, but it might need to be a morning thing. I think the main thing to do would be to coordinate with Deb, the fifth grade teacher over there, and she would be the one to contact and find out when she can do it, and we can probably work it out for you to be gone.
I think they said that they could do it while they were going to do community service, in that time, where they could record it, because they've been practicing in their script, and they just sort of sit in their circle of 12, I think, and I've got this really cool microphone thing that I can put in the middle, and it'll record everybody.
Okay, well, that would be during the time we're doing the language luncheon and simple gifts, but we can look at that and see what we can do about that. If that's the time that they had planned to do it, and you're not doing simple gifts, that would mean you would miss it, so.
Well, I am doing simple gifts, but I might, they might be able to change it. I'm not sure. We'll definitely be able to find a way somehow.
We'll work something out.
Okay, well, that'll come out sometime for the listeners who are listening.
Great. Okay. So that'll be on your podcast as well?
Yeah, so fantastic. I think that about wraps it up. You can send all comments, questions, suggestions, etc. to fswonair@gmail.com. I'm Derek.
And I'm Ethan Williamson, head of school at Friends School of Wilmington, and thank you for inviting me.
And Will is at dinner. And we will see at the elementary school. So stay tuned.
Take care, all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.